Hey, Kings fans, Mikey here, one of your in-arena hosts for your LA Kings, and boy, do I love when you bring that energy and excitement to every single home game. Speaking of energy and excitement, make sure you check out the Kings Realm podcast. They cover everything from hockey to sports, movies, and of course, cereal. That's right, all the important topics covered right here on the Kings Realm podcast. And go, Kings, go.
Welcome to the Kings Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us everywhere at Kings Realm Pod. Leave us a voicemail, send us a text at 562-317-0087. The Kings are, surprise, surprise, second in the division with an 18-9-4 record. But they are now just 2 points ahead of Edmonton. So
what?
That's a thing. They went 1-1-1 last week. When New Jersey brought down the fire and brimstone, but they make quick work of the Rangers, and finally they let the Penguins slip by in OT. I'm Dennis Wilson. That's James Whitlock.
1-1-1.
And Jordan Hick.
Oh yes,
James, your sound's all fucked up or something in here. Beer crack.
Serious?
I think I might have heard a beer crack.
Okay. Yeah, he's broken.
Nope, I'm good. I'm good.
There you go. Well, you are broken. It's good. It's good.
Maybe your internet's broken.
Ooh, maybe. Boom.
Because James seems absolutely fine to me.
Maybe your face is broken. I'm going to turn off my Wi-Fi. So it
usually.
We got 2 gig coming out of this place.
2 gigs.
Two
what the
gigs
hell's a
coming?
Gigawatt?
Giga, please.
Whoa.
What?
Maybe it's just because it was a high noon. It doesn't have a beer crack. I don't know. Maybe isn't manly enough.
Steve, mm-hmm. Your mom's internet is broken.
Solid. Solid.
Your mom goes to college.
It's that time of year again where we start recording with the Gerudio door down.
Yeah, because it's a tidbit nipply.
That it is. Why, can you tell?
A little chilly.
Can you tell? Warm them up.
Please don't rub your nipples on the podcast.
It's gonna get Jordan all excited.
And I'm hard.
Hardly ready to talk about these games.
Hey-o!
He is hardly ready.
Let's start with the Rangers.
Why the Rangers?
Well, let's start with the Devils.
Okay, because they played them first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like the Ranger game better.
Fair. Sorry, I pulled the James and got beer on my screen.
Yeah, I got high noon all over this keypad.
You need the diaper.
Jordan Spence scores his first goal of the game after a scoreless first period, his second of the season. Andre Palat unfortunately answers back, and Jack Hughes takes the lead. And then Brett Pesky? Sure, why not? Fuck it. Gets a shorthanded goal to put the Kings away. 3-1. I actually didn't get to watch this game, so tell me about it. Maybe it's like I've reversed the jinx now, because all the games I've watched recently... They've won.
Well, first of all, you're supposed to watch them all.
Well, I try to.
You watching or not watching isn't changing the outcome.
Schrodinger's cat dog.
Cat dog. That was a show.
Cat dog.
Well, we'll talk about Cam Fowler.
Cat dog.
Yeah.
Apparently we're making a trade for Gritty. That's what I heard.
Is that the rumor?
Yeah, that's the word.
So there's Jaden.
Cat dog.
That's what it took to pull Jaden out of the woodwork is cat dog.
Cat dog.
I didn't get to watch the whole game. So unfortunately, can't say much, but Spence's goal was pretty sick. That was good.
You should have more than two of those by now, but...
Yeah, what about Turcotte with the penalty shot?
I did not see that part.
goes super high, and precursor to the rest of the week. I think it really pissed him off because he's been going top corners the rest of the week and has not missed a single one. He's like, never a fucking again. So that was
good. Did he just shoot it over the net?
Oh, yeah. Clearly over the net. But they said it caught an edge right as he was shooting. So
that sucks.
Unfortunately, he didn't get a flat puck. But
he was edging?
Yeah. One thing I did not know was that there's been 8 penalty shots. Is that right? 8 penalty shots in the NHL this year, and the Kings have been involved in 4 of them.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah. No, it's the Kings. 2 is the shooter.
That's crazy, man.
And 2 is defending on those penalty shots. But yeah, involved with 4 of them. So
that's very interesting.
Would you look at that?
What a coincidence.
I also didn't know that we're the only NHL team that hasn't won an overtime game.
Which is weird because they used to be so good at overtime. That's not a good thing.
Nope.
At all.
No.
That's why calling OTLs is much better this year.
It makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Jesse Cohen got one right.
Did he?
Yep. Steve says, do you guys not record the games so you can watch when you have time? First of all, time? What is time? Second of all, do you still have a TiVo? Is that what's going on here?
No, Steve actually tapes it.
VHS. I burned it to Laserdisc.
Ooh, fancy.
I'll watch condensed games.
Yeah, I'll do that occasionally.
Condensed games? No, I don't usually sit and watch a whole game unless it's like a Friday night game and I got nothing to do Saturday morning. Then I'll sit down and watch a game. I did that earlier this year. But during the week, doesn't really happen.
Especially this time of year.
No, yeah, I watch games.
It's very...
James just watches the games.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how, but...
That's peaceful time. I get the TV. Nobody can bug me.
It's peaceful time? You call that peaceful?
I guarantee you somebody bugs you every single time.
depends on what you consider bug. I usually get cuddles. I usually have a couple guys climb on me and get cuddles. So I don't consider that being bugged. I'll take that.
Did you want to rephrase that?
No.
Okay.
Let it ride.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Okay. Yeah, it is what it is. Tis what it is.
I'm a good cuddler. What can I say?
James is definitely small spoon guy. You want to pay the bills before we move on to the Rangers game?
Sure. The 2024-2025 NHL season still has that new car smell. And the action is heating up at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started at DraftKings Sportsbook. Try betting on something simple like picking a team to win. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get 150 bonus bets if your bet wins. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's promo code THPN for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bet must win to receive reward. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
Boom.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Next.
I forgot it was
Nick. Ooh, see? Michelle's busy too. She has a famous husband.
Got to keep up with that schedule.
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 All right. Pardon me.
Let's get the next game quick.
Do you have any gray poupon?
Poupon? Poupon what? All right, Rangers game.
Sorry.
What?
Go. Yeah. I'm just thinking that I can't wait for General Notables.
Why?
Because I just saw who the Ducks traded Cam Fowler for, and I can't wait for you to read his name.
Jacob Trouba?
No, it was not Trouba. We'll get there. Let's talk about the good game. Sorry, I couldn't hold my laughter when I saw that name.
Jokes on you. I don't have any, you know, was written down. So
we'll get you there.
Okay. Yeah, you will. All right. Alex Turcotte gets the party started with his third goal of the season. Yeah. Cue Mikey coming. Warren Fogle gets his eighth to take a 2-goal lead in the first period, followed by Quinton Byfield starting off the second period with his fourth goal of the season. And then Adrian Kempe.
Sick goal.
It was pretty sick actually. Followed by Adrian Kempe's 15th goal of the season, and then Phil Danault's third. Finally, they pulled this guy. His name is Igor Shesterkin. He happens to be the highest paid goalie in the entire NHL, and the Kings chased him out of town in the second period. And we had a nice little homecoming with Quick. And if anybody called the Quick shutout in this game, they were right. Because we did not score any goals on Quick. Rangers did answer back finally. A little over halfway through the second period. And then it was a whole lot of nothing in the third. And the Kings absolutely demolished the Rangers, who are unfortunately not very good. Well, fortunately, because we beat them. But, you know, a commanding defeat like this would have meant a lot more last season than it does this season.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Still Mikey counts. Has to do a shot shotgun because Quick got a shutout. Boom. Roasted.
Boom. Roasted.
Mm-hmm. pretty epic game. It was a lot of fun to watch.
It was fun to watch.
Or at least the first half of the game was.
How much of it was the Kings just putting on a fucking clinic, and how much of it was the Rangers being shit?
The Rangers are bad. The Rangers are not great. But you also, it's nice to see the Kings beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. And Top Gub.
No. Really bad. They shouldn't be really bad.
Top Gun. To be fair, there is something nostalgic and a little homoerotic about the Rangers. So
homoerotic? Wow. What?
Like Top Gun.
I want to peel back the layers on that one.
Have you seen Top Gun?
How does that go with the Rangers?
I don't know. Yeah. It was a joke.
There's something there. I wanna know.
Wanna dedicate a little time to this?
Last week of sets is how bad that movie is.
Sorry, the Rangers are awful. Yes. I'll tell you what, starting off the game less than a minute in with that beautiful pass to Kempe, that was it was kind of nice to see the boys smile. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, all right, we got one, we're grooving. You kind of felt a different, I don't know, there was just something different in the air after that goal. And I felt like they were out there having fun. And usually when you see the team having fun, that's
playing with the boy. Oh, yeah, sorry.
They would have taken their shirts off.
I hope they were all wearing jeans underneath their hockey pants.
Yeah. You would have liked that, wouldn't you?
It sounds chafy.
Chafee.
Wow.
Guy says Kings record when scoring 3 goals or more is 16-0-2. Kings record when scoring 2 goals or fewer, 2-9-2.
So the magic number is 3.
3 goals.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Top Gun record would be
being a movie. 1-0-1. He logged in just to talk shit on Top Gun the whole time. Again, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At a certain point, you're going to start hurting James' feelings.
I'm just numb to it right now.
You're just happy you got to watch it twice last week.
Yes, that was pretty cool.
You watched it twice last week?
Yeah, well, we couldn't start it on time.
So you just watched it, and then you watched it again?
Yeah, we started it close to when we were going to start it, and then when you and everyone else got here, we played it again.
Wow. I mean, I was late. Never felt you're really slow. Leaning in.
I've been accused of enjoying hating things. It's not true, except with this movie. Oh my God.
You like this one too?
Yeah. Never felt so alive than when I'm thinking about how bad this movie is. Jesse. James is just trying to. Schoolhouse Rock.
I like that, Hannah.
Nah, here we go.
School of Rock.
School of Rock?
School of Rock.
I've already did you know two of them not allowed to continue listing the ways it's awful because they can't take it anymore.
Did you know that two of the kids from the movie got married?
I did hear something about that.
Yeah. That's cool. But like they didn't like it wasn't until like a 10-year reunion that they like started dating.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
51st Dates, a horror movie.
Horror movies rock.
We're getting there.
I need more beer. I forgot to grab more than one. Oh my God, I'm stuck. I'm very stuck. Hold on. There we go.
What the hell is going on?
Lots of stuff.
All right, Jaden's got stats. What's Jaden's stat? According to StatMuse, the Kings' all-time record when scoring three goals or more is 1,657, 620, 267.
Oh!
81. 81 fucking ties. God damn it. You know how I feel about ties.
That looks like an Australian phone number.
I love how y'all are confusing Schoolhouse Rock and School of Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I corrected myself.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, cool. Hey, look at this giant space dust I have.
It looks skinny.
Now does it look skinny?
Is that one of those 19s?
19.2 to be exact.
There you go.
What,
Jesse. Sorry, I was blinded by my hatred for Top Gun.
He hates it now. Wait for it. Oh, yes.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a high? Yeah.
Subtle.
Oh, man. Subtle.
I don't know what's funnier, that or the penis game.
You gotta say it louder.
Yeah. Yeah, just slightly say it louder and louder every time.
I don't hate it. I just love thinking about how it's a terrible movie and how Cougar should have died in the opening sequence.
At least you were paying attention.
True.
Yep.
And he remembered his name.
Cougar. Exactly. Paying attention. Speaking of... Nope, that's not... I'm not even going to try that. Penguins! Kepi gets it going with his 16th goal of the season. Second in two games. That was a pretty cool goal. 33 seconds into it. It felt like it was going to be a thrashing after that
was
first
that
goal.
Was that the one with the Kopitar pass?
Yes.
From behind the net?
Yeah.
Absolutely insane?
Yes, it was fantastic. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I like it a lot.
However, the big Russian goon, Evgeny Malkin, answers back to tie it up. But your boy, Alex Turcotte, oh, there was Mikey, gets his fourth of the season.
Maverick didn't murder Goose.
Well,
he didn't even pull the handle.
Yeah, Goose did. It was, never mind.
Yes, he did.
Turcotte takes the lead 2-1. Matt Grzelczyk. I don't know. He only has one goal of the season. Who the fuck knows? Ties it back up, and then it goes into overtime, where I forget who was on the ice. So they were all on the ice like over like a minute and 20 seconds. And like I literally like just said, oh, man, they need to get off the ice. They're going to be tired. And then Raquel scores that goal off of that deflection. And
former Duck.
We lost the fucking game.
But probably one of the better deflections we'll see all year. You can't be mad at that.
You should say sorry.
That was pretty sick. That's one of those I can't even be mad.
I can.
I mean, I can find ways to be mad.
Yeah.
I mean, lost former point, Duck. But that's it. But
nope. But that's a losing attitude. Not that's it. To be fair, Maverick shouldn't have been that close to Iceman. He told him to back off several times.
Iceman should have pulled out. He just wanted to keep it in a little longer.
It's hard to get mad at the OT loss of the Pens. It's very easy to get mad at how bad a movie Top Gun is.
What are we at? 8 now? 8 references?
I don't know. Hey, but I'm going to drink every time Jesse says he hates Top Gun.
Oh, it's going to be a long night.
You're going to get a bunch of copy paste right now.
I've got.
Only if you accept the idea that Maverick is so good that the rules don't apply to him.
You did say that multiple times that night.
The enemy is dangerous, but you're more dangerous. Jordan will be dead. Jordan's going to run out of beer.
I have enough beer in my fridge that is high ABV. That'll do some serious damage to my liver if I finish all of it. Also, a couple Smirnoff Ices in there that are probably 3 years old.
Whoa.
You've got to do those on your knee?
That's the only reason why we have them in the fridge.
Oh, really? To ice people?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah, careful.
I don't give a shit. I think I've done it before. I think I've gotten ice at your house.
You did this to me.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what being iced is?
No.
Oh, we should go snipe hunting then too, Dennis.
Well, I know what that is, so.
Bryce did it.
Yeah.
That was amazing. You'll find out what icing means.
Great. When I ever make it down to your house?
I mean, we see each other other places.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to find out, though, because I'm just...
No!
I'm just going to... Urban Dictionary.
He's the perfect guy to ice.
23 times at a party. Wow.
At one party?
That might be a record. It looks like Hannah's got a crown on.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it does.
About that before.
Yeah. I'm all looking over at the stream. How do you get iced 23 times at a party and not die?
Right.
Or get diabetes? Those things are so sugary.
Are they?
Yeah, I mean, they taste it. I can only imagine. I kept getting more drunk, I would imagine.
You say 23 times, so you have to drink the whole thing?
Yes.
Like, shoot it.
Did you write Top Gun after that party? I guess that would explain a lot.
That's why I drink.
It's just not ending.
Let's see. Well, Smirnoff Original, 21 grams of sugar. All right. Not too bad. I mean, it's terrible.
Not too bad. That's almost 23. A candy bar.
Exactly. James, what is that?
Candy bars are like, what, like around 40-ish?
Anyway. In fact, my calculator's faster than James. 43. I don't think I've drank in 23 drinks since high school. Cohen 316
ever
from the top ropes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that either.
23 drinks. I've never done that.
Really?
No. I'm not an alcoholic, Jordan.
Neither am I, because I haven't admitted it. Bitch.
This is the, if you don't test for COVID, you can't get COVID. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When in high school, me and my buddy used to work at Lamp Post Pizza together, and we afterwards we'd go back to his house with 2 30-packs and kill it before we went to bed. Kill both 30-packs.
That explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it, right? That's it for games?
That's it for games.
Yes. I mean, Jesse's playing games with James's heart right now.
Well, we can talk about it.
And if we want to talk about games, we can talk about game time. It might be time for that.
Okay, go for it.
Sure, shoot. Go for it.
All right.
Take the shot, Maverick.
Folks, let me tell you about Game Time. If you haven't downloaded Game Time app, check it out now or go to gametime.co for any of your tickets, not just for sports, but concerts, shows, events. They have it all. You know, make sure you can on Game Time. They're the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. You can filter out incredible deals on great seats with Game Time picks. You can see the view from your seat on your phone before you buy. They offer all-in pricing. If you just toggle that, it shows you total upfront costs with no additional fees. You can buy tickets also in seconds with just 2 taps. There's so many ways to save on tickets, no matter when you buy. Game Time Picks shows you ones with the best values on tickets. They have exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And even zone deals, where you can pick the section and Game Time picks the seats for even bigger savings. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. And get this, they even offer job loss insurance. If you lose your job and need a refund, Game Time has you covered. So what can you do? If you like everything you're hearing and you want the lowest price guarantee, you like the event cancellation protection, 24-hour returns guarantee, job loss insurance, and on-time ticket delivery, just download the Game Time app, right? Take the guesswork out of buying tickets and use Game Time Picks. Download Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it?
Game time. Fresh read. I like it.
Yeah.
Super fresh.
Smells like fresh.
Mm. Smell it again. Oh, that's what I like.
All right.
Did I ever tell you about the one time my friend didn't realize he hooked up with the girl until he smelled his fingers the next morning? Swear to God.
How many ices was that?
I don't know.
20?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is the story that Jordan would just have in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
And that's... I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I kind of am, but I shouldn't be.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
The people Jordan associates with. What does that say about us, James?
Says we're not having enough fun.
You don't want
to amp it up. I don't know how you hook up with somebody and not remember it, though.
Have you never blacked out in your life?
No, I don't think I have.
No.
I did in Death Valley.
I mean, I passed out, but I was asleep.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Goose blacked out. God damn it. Oh, it's never going to end.
My favorite part was when Goose dies and James is no, hold on. I'm not done.
That wasn't a complete sentence.
I took a pause for effect.
There was a comma. My favorite part is when Goose dies.
Because fuck birds, am I right?
James is crying again.
Wow. I can't believe I heard that. I didn't hear the comma. I didn't hear it.
I heard a period. I heard a full stop.
Now that's the show title.
Which one?
My favorite part is when Goose dies.
I might veto that.
And James is understandably emotional. Not because I'm emotional, but it's just understandable for James. And Jesse looks over and he's like, "Are you crying?" And James is like, "Yes." He's like, "Oh, so sorry."
No, he was going to make a joke about something.
I know.
And I can't remember if it was when Goose dies, like they're in the water, or if it's when he's in front of his wife. It's one of those two moments.
And so he's going to ask a question.
Yeah.
He was in the water.
Okay. So it's as he dies. Yeah.
I was going to ask why Maverick killed Goose.
He didn't kill him.
Like, fully.
Wait, Goose dies? You were full body sobbing. And he's seen the movie like 100 times and still cries.
Honestly, I gotta give James credit for like being comfortable to like cry like that in front of a bunch of dudes and having zero problem with it, because I definitely couldn't do that.
Did Goose ever truly live?
Jesus.
Have you guys seen?
Thank you, Jordan. By the way, thank you.
Mm-hmm. The guys that watch like TV shows, and one dude is like James on steroids when it comes to crying.
Oh, that one that we saw, the Bluey.
Yeah, they'll watch like Bluey. They watch like all kinds of shows and like movies, and this dude just like he's got tears at the ready. And, like anything happens, and like whether it's like, you know, like the happy tears or the sad tears or whatever, like dude is just like bawling. I was like, this is James, but like even more tears.
I haven't checked that out yet. I just saw the one clip that you sent us.
Yeah. No, there's like, they, it's a whole thing. They do a lot of stuff. Not just Bluey.
What do you guys say? The thing that the Bluey's friend, the Dalmatian, lives in a house, obviously, cause they all do. Cause it's a show that's about fake dogs. But the address is 101.
Oh, nice. Good reference. Yeah.
Dennis doesn't get it because he's dumb.
101 Dalmatians. I just didn't know. The only reason Goose got to be in the Top Gun Flight Academy is because Cougar got the yips and Goose was the Rio for the backup pilot.
We don't say it.
We don't say yips. All right.
I think with the Kings being gone for 7 games, Jesse needs just something to invest himself into. And so he's going to just die on this hill.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He lived when they were in that inverted dive and he was taking photos. There you go.
Yeah.
Because we were inverted. Finger?
Oh, I hate when it does that.
All right, moving on.
James.
Do it. Do the thing.
General Notables, brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
Oh, baby. Oh, what the fuck?
Everybody's favorite media person, Russell Morgan, tweeted out about Kempe and Kopitar. Did you guys see that one?
Everybody's second favorite media person, Dennis.
In the last 14 games, Kempe has 11 goals, 6 assists, and is plus 13. Kopitar's got 3 goals, 14 assists, and a plus 12.
Mm-hmm.
They've outscored their opponents 14-4 while on the ice together at 5-on-5.
That's pretty legit.
That's good. That's good, right?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's good.
Speaking of Darcy Kuemper, don't look now. He is 6th in the league at goals against average with a 2.32.
Oh, but he's terrible.
Also,
should never made that trade.
7th in the league in save percentage.
He's over. We're paying him.
Actually, sorry, tied for 6th in the league. Nope, 7th in the league. Save percentage at 0.915.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Joey DeCord is tied with him, so I don't know what that's really saying. but you know.
Yeah, no.
Don't you know?
Michelle likes juice.
Like what kind? Like orange juice?
She drinks the juice.
Cranberry
grape,
juice.
Grape juice.
You know what's low key my favorite juice?
Hmm.
Mm.
Grapefruit juice.
Interesting.
Like the pink one?
Mm.
Explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love it. Now I can't drink it anymore.
Grapefruit juice?
Yeah.
Does it upset your tum-tum and give you acid refluxes?
No, it goes against my meds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember Jess saying that. That's right. No more Palomas for James.
Yeah, grapefruit's the best. Tangerine juice.
That's
a lot of tangerines to get enough juice to drink, though.
they're little.
They're tiny.
Did you see Marv is like a fucking tangerine farmer?
No.
Yeah, Marv.
Marv. James, like, who the fuck is Marv? Jordan doesn't know the actor's name.
I don't care what his name is. That's the only thing he's ever fucking played in my book, so he's Marv.
Daniel Stern.
Sure. That sounds like a generic white guy name.
Sounds like it.
From Home Alone, James?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marv.
Yeah.
I know. Marv, I know Marv.
Iron in the face. Yeah, iron in the face.
Yeah. Skeleton face when he gets electrocuted.
Yeah.
He just like quit Hollywood and like owns a tangerine farm.
Lives out in the sticks.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Quite
I didn't realize it was a tangerine farm.
Yeah, that's what he said. I thought, what do you guys sent it? Plus six. Plus 12.
Me. I didn't read the whole thing.
But yeah, apparently, like, when they come to, like, pick the tangerines, he always gets, like, a flat for himself, and he just sits there and has, like, 3,000 tangerines and juices them all. And then gives it to his friends. And then we learn at the end of the video his friends are cows.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bessie's my best friend.
Is it really plus 12? I thought you were saying 12. That as a joke, Mikey. Seriously?
There's some good. Let's see.
Are you stats. For cereal? Sorry.
Kempe,
stats.
Kempe going into the Penguins game was plus 16.
He's plus 17 right now. Kopitar's plus 15. Fogel's plus 12.
Fogel's plus 12, yeah.
Gavrikov's plus 16. Turcotte is plus 11.
Boom. Suck it, Mikey.
Anderson plus 10. Joel Edmondson plus 14. Where's the Fire Blake crowd when after that trade? How are they doing? I wonder how they're doing right now.
To be fair.
To be fair.
The Fire Blake crowd has gone back into their cave for the past like several weeks.
I mean, everybody like thought that this is gonna be like the worst fucking thing in the world, and like I remember going on my rant like, let's just see, we don't know, let's just see, let them play the games, look right. Where we're fucking at, dude,
look at us. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Not them.
Not them.
Me, I thought maybe.
I am not.
He also had like some like crazy like streak of like not being on the ice for a goal, which might still be going. I don't know, but like dude has been absolutely solid with Clark, who is obviously not like the most responsible defensively. It's not that he's bad, but like,
well, and Clark's
dude's
even
holding
said,
it down.
Clark's even said he feels like more comfortable to be creative with Edmondson backing him up. Like he said that since the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's holy shit. Maybe Blake knew what he was doing.
Well, maybe. I said maybe. I officially will not be on the Fire Blake back on the Fire Blake bandwagon until either they go on a massive losing streak and are out of the playoffs or they perform poorly in the playoffs. That's my real barometer there.
I could see in the playoffs if it's Edmonton again and it's a first round exit again.
Again.
You got to make a change, right? Again.
You saw the president.
Again.
Yeah. That now we can have a conversation.
He had about 23 Dr. Peppers that time.
I thought it was 13 or 14.
Was it? I don't know.
I must have me about 13, 14 Dr. Peppers.
I think you're right.
I got a bopay.
How many Dr. Peppers?
Maybe Blake knows a thing or two about defensemen.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
I don't know hey, why.
Who do you think could drink more Dr. Peppers? Mikey or Forrest Gump in one sitting?
Forrest Gump. Mikey can't drive far enough to drink enough Dr. Peppers.
According to Google AI, it's 15 Dr. Peppers at the White House banquet.
Zero Dr. Peppers.
The best thing about visiting the president is the food. Now, since it was all free, I wasn't hungry but thirsty. I must have drank me 15 Dr. Peppers.
There you go.
That's the official quote.
All right. Any other Kings General Notables, or do we need to get into the trades that have happened?
Dr. Pepper for Dr. Pepper, Mikey. Who wins? You drink one, he drinks one. He drinks one, you drink one. Last man standing.
My money's on
Gump. Why can't they go at the same time?
Whatever. But they can't start the next Dr. Pepper until they're both done with it.
Hey, while you're waiting.
Or somebody quits.
While you're waiting, pull up the Kemp Fowler trade so you can see who he's traded for.
God damn it.
Cali Evan, Ontario. Conditioning.
We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about how it nicely lines up with them coming back from the road trip when he's done. It's a tough one. I'm not as good as I once was. Getting old's a bitch, right, Mikey?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, Dennis.
I tried the other day with James on the phone. I couldn't do it. We need Steve to like help us out here. But only after you give it a shot.
Okay.
What's that?
Shit, where'd it go?
Cam Fowler was traded to St. Louis.
Yeah, Cam Fowler went to the Blues. What was it? 9 games before he hit his 1,000th game?
Something like that, yeah.
Who else was traded before their 1,000th?
Corey Perry.
Corey Perry, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the Ducks are like, we're not giving you a silver stick.
You know how much
another team is going to do that.
Silver costs a fortune these days.
Yeah.
Good thing it's plated, right? Right, Dennis?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and try and act like I was the one saying it was plated.
I'm pretty sure you were.
No, I was the one correcting, I believe, was it Jaden?
Get the intern on it.
Somebody was saying it was plated. I was like, no, it's not. That's just legit.
Too legit, too quick. All right. Kent Fowler was traded to the St. Louis Blues and received defensive prospect Jeremy. He even spells that dumb.
It's funny that out to you. Jeremy.
Isn't that what I said as well?
Yeah, Jeremy.
Biaka Butaka.
I don't hate it.
I think it's Biaka Butaka.
Biaka Butaka. You're right. It's Biaka Butaka. You know what? Fuck you. I nailed that, bitch.
It was pretty close.
You got it a lot quicker and a lot closer than
Biaka Butaka.
It took me like 5 tries to get that. So.
Guys impressed.
Hey, guys impressed. There we go. That's something. No notes.
I. Thanks, Mikey. I had to try really hard not to say Banaka every time.
Well, I had, and James probably had the same problem. I had Biakanja in my head because we worked with the dude whose last name was Biakanja.
Yeah.
It sounds like you should get that checked out if you got that in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Biakanja in my head.
sounds like a bacterial infection or something. From rare bacterial infection from the fucking Congo.
Yeah. Yo, 991 games played. Yep. He was second in Ducks history behind Getzlaff, who had 1,157.
I'm pretty sure he's tied for second with Corey Perry, who also got traded.
Oh, that would be great on the same game. Yes. Tell me that's true. Tell me it's true.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, internet. How many's
do you think?
That would be it's still awesome.
Weird to see every fucking time. Ducks captain, Radko Gudas.
That is very odd.
Guy says so Perry weird. Was 988.
Yeah.
Okay. So pretty close to the same number.
Yeah, it just is bad, especially for Perry. But
well, I mean, Perry was like wore the A forever, right? I mean, I believe Cam Fowler had some time with the A on his chest too. I've always liked Cam Fowler. Like he's like one of those guys, like Hurdle and
Pavelski
that like I always liked on those teams, but I wasn't allowed to like him because it was
forbidden. For yeah.
Me. Yeah.
Play the game right type of guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guys you'd like to have on your team.
Yup.
Yeah. Guys,
here's got a question.
Yep. Here's a question for you. If you're going to trade a franchise legend and then you're not going to actually get any better after doing it, what are you even doing there? Pissing off a fan base, right, James?
Yep.
Yeah. Making James cry.
Yeah.
Trading, oh, but we trading have a 19 franchise again, legend though. Alex Iafallo.
Yeah, we got a 19 again, so I guess that's okay.
I was talking about Jonathan Quick.
Oh, that too.
James totally thought you were talking about Iafallo.
I did too. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Kill Cuse again. That'll get him going.
Hey, just wait till the second one.
Should we just pull that clip up on YouTube and just play it right now?
Oh no. Sorry, James. All right. What's this Kako trade?
Capo Kako.
Let's see. Oh, the New York Post is reporting on it.
Fire sale, baby.
Yeah.
Craig Button.
We're fucking.
What's this? Craig Button was, or whatever his name is, slobbing on Alex Iafallo's knob last night during the intermission of the Jets game.
What?
Sorry, what?
Well, they showed that? That's crazy.
That's for Pornhub.
He was doing that? Has he even seen his sister?
Jordan's got a thing for Iafallo's sister.
Who doesn't?
Traded to Seattle in exchange for defenseman Will Borgen. Who the fuck is Will Borgen? This move helps the Blue Shirts replenish some of their draft stock. As yeah, well as acquire some more depth picks on the back end. Okay. So Spit and Chicklets, I saw a clip. Apparently
are we Sean staying Avery, on the Rangers? Are we staying on the Rangers? This needs to happen.
What?
The Avery what you're thing? About to say. Yes. It'd be yeah, fucking.
So Sean
hilarious.
Avery's flying to talk to the owner of the Rangers about the state of the team.
Talk about the state of the team.
Right? Uh-huh. And Spit and Chicklets guys are like basically saying, like, what if he became their GM? It's like, that would be some shit.
Solely for
entertainment value for everybody else?
The media clips. Not because he'd do a good job, because I think he'd probably do a dog shit job. But solely for just the entertainment value.
The Chicklets guys are on board, and I think it's for the same reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he'd do a good job by any means. I really don't. But.
Hannah, I'm here for the crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jaden said, in Mikey's fantasy league, I picked up Trouba and changed my team name to Koopa Trouba. Well good. Done. Well done.
I like it. All right. Anything else going on?
Probably.
What are the Kings trade rumors?
Something with Philly.
Jacob Chychrun. No?
Oh, yeah. It was like they're linked to like something happening with Philly.
Yeah. Apparently looking for a left-hand shooter.
That's right, because you checked out all four names
that were dropped are all left-hand shooters. They're all basically half-point-a-game players, about 15, 12 to 15 minutes.
Kelly up for Lizotte, one for one. That's my question is like, what?
Unfortunately, there's no room on this team for either of them.
Blake for Luke, one for one. What? I'm wondering if it would be a Kaliev going.
I don't think a Kaliev gets you much back other than.
I mean, draft the names sock. that were listed, I wouldn't consider much back. I forget who it was, but I mean, well, these guys aren't like, you know, lighting the league on fire.
Taps the salary cap sign. Are you saying to open up salary cap for the trade deadline?
I think it's to stay under salary cap when Kaliev returns.
Are they that close?
I don't know.
I was just going to look up cap friendly, but I can't do that anymore.
Puckpedia, baby.
What happens when you look up? Oh, when you type in cap friendly, Puckpedia comes up. Look at that.
Cap wages, Puckpedia. When you type in cap friendly, Puckpedia.
Yep. When you like just
good search. Good SEO.
What'd you call me?
You heard me.
Oh yeah. They're like almost $1 million over.
The look at Stanley that. Cap. Are these all actual websites? The Stanley Cap, that's really good. Yeah. If that's a real one, that's really good. That's kudos to them.
Puckpedia froze on me.
Is it legit? Is it a good one?
It's probably because all six of us are on it right now.
All right, need to get off this page. New York Post turned semi-ship. It's better than Top Gun.
Wow. And we're back.
It's not going to end.
You just don't read it anymore.
No, I'm still enjoying it.
We will.
At least someone is.
Jordan is actually doing research right now.
Yeah, he is. He's locked in.
The look on his face, he's serious.
Nostrils flared and everything.
Michelle noticed it too.
Yeah.
Jordan's face.
He's real serious. Look at his hat.
Super serial. For those listening, Jordan's hat says RS on it.
It does.
Which stands for?
Real sexy.
Nope.
Real serial.
Try again.
Redondo Sunset.
There we go.
Rios suck.
That's why they die.
Hey, what about
that's why most fighter planes are single seaters now.
Because Rios suck?
Yeah.
Liability.
Mm-hmm.
You fly long enough, it'll happen. Just ask Viper.
All right, what's next?
I'm blanking.
Why are you blanking?
There we go.
Dennis is blanking. Why is he blanking, everybody?
I'm blanking. Got a name. Got the wrong name stuck in my head. Rios suck.
We need to do voicemails first.
My name is Rio and he... Oh yeah,
guys trying to keep our himself. Guys trying to be a producer on our show
next
in the comments.
Games. Nope, not yet. We got to listen to 15 Mikey voicemails.
I did say what's next, and he was answering.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Oh no, it doesn't work like that.
It's not that many.
It's only two, isn't it?
Hey boys, Mark's Canadian Kings fan.
Oh, hey, shit, Mark!
I stopped back from vacation in Belize. I recommend going.
Damn.
Belize nuts.
And the birds were rolling all the way. Maybe I should go on more vacations. I don't know.
You should.
Scott, I listened to your last episode with Jesse as a guest and talking trivia. I have a trivia. One that stumped my dad, who is pretty knowledgeable in hockey, but there's one player who played for three teams and never left the same state.
Ooh.
One player.
Okay. One player played for three teams, never left the state.
You only have two states as an option. James can't figure out the second state, can he?
I'm working on it.
What's the first state?
New York.
Okay. Let's let the awkward silence go.
I'm not going to give away anything. Did he only play for these three teams?
I'm all on the East Coast. I'm just like going through.
I know. James has East Coast bias.
I did.
Yeah.
Same. Okay. Three teams never can stay in the same state.
Yeah. Did he only play for these three teams?
Did Rob Blake play for the Ducks?
No.
Okay.
Peros?
I like how you're asking that question. Like Marcus live in the studio right now.
Not Peros. He didn't play for Ducks or play for Sharks.
Did not play for the Sharks. The dude's name is on the tip of my tongue.
Tyler Toffoli. Just kidding.
Close.
Pat LaFontaine.
It's gotta be New York.
Is it Setoguchi?
That's who I was thinking of. I don't know if he ever played for the Ducks.
Devin Setoguchi. I think he had like a tryout for the Ducks.
Pat LaFontaine.
Sharks, Wild, Jets, Flames, Kings. It wasn't Setoguchi.
I think he had a PTO with the Ducks, though.
Steve LaFontaine. I don't think that would. I wouldn't count.
I know.
I cheated and I know the answer. There's four answers.
Four answers.
Wow.
Roenick.
And we can't even get one.
Roenick didn't play for the Ducks.
There's four answers.
Are any of them California?
Do you remember when Roenick was Catherine tapping that ass?
Yeah, I do. I still think about that.
I do too.
Hannah, for Christ's sake. It's not California.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I think it'd be New York.
Yeah, well then fuck me.
Then I have no idea. Who the fuck knows who plays for Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Bilesma?
Steve, did you look? Or is this a guess?
Six answers. Sorry, I didn't see the goalies. Oh there's a hint.
Ooh.
There you go.
There's two goalies.
Guys, there's only two. Guy, did you know without looking it up?
See if anybody would know. I would figure it's Guy, but it's out of market too.
Oh wow, he said no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I don't feel so fucking bad.
No guessing. Bosma's California. No, but I looked it up.
Fucking Mikey.
Here's the answer. We can't fucking click on that, dude.
But it's Hockey Reference. You can Google Hockey Reference players who play for multiple teams. No, Gemini, I don't need your help.
Get out of here, Gemini. That's not even the right part of that site to look it up. And it's two. Guy, eat dirt. Eat my jet wash. Somebody, we're not going to guess it.
Eject.
We're not going to guess it. Lay it out there. I want to hear Mikey's six, just so
we can get back to the voicemail. Okay, Mikey, name your six.
So we can see Guy tear it apart. Name your six, Mikey.
Name the six.
You're saying, how are you saying that's not right? Name the six, and we'll see what guys got to say about it. So learn how to copy paste real fast because we're wasting time here. I swear to God, if you include former LA King Mike Donnelly. All right, so now we're gonna look up Mike Donnelly. I can type. I can look it up.
And don't realize that Los Angeles isn't in New York. Here we go.
This is six.
Hey, James got one.
Chad Ochocinco was one of them, apparently.
Mike Donnelly played for in the NHL, New York Rangers, Buffalo Sabres, Los Angeles Kings, Dallas Stars, and New York Islanders.
Islanders.
I think Guy is going for the only played for these three teams.
No. And never left the state was part of it.
Okay.
And never left the state.
Oh.
James, I think you got it. You said La Fontaine, right?
No, that wasn't me. That was Steve.
Someone said earlier.
Oh, I thought you had said that.
Now, let me go back.
Attention to detail, unlike Maverick when he killed Goose.
That was Steve.
Good job, Steve.
All right, let's get back to the voicemail. I got to find it again.
And never left the same state.
Nailed it.
One player played for three different teams, never left the state.
Ooh, he said one player.
Also, just got done watching the Pittsburgh Penguins game, and well, that's frustrating, losing to the Penguins. Then I just got back from vacation, and then they lose that game. Especially frustrating for me because I am surrounded by Penguin fans, my whole family, my dad, my brother.
Oh, shit.
And pretty much all of my cousins are all Penguin fans.
Part of my family's Penguin fans, too.
I maintain is some form of child abuse growing up having to deal with that shit. Anyway, I don't really have much else. Boys are rolling. I mean, we still got a point out of that game, so that's good. Play Philly coming up on Thursday. My boy Travis Konecny is from my hometown. Probably going to have a game. And, yeah, hopefully we can beat the goddamn Flyers.
Yeah,
at least we're getting points. This road trip has been successful besides that New Jersey game. That Rangers game was so much fun to watch. Oh, I love that game. Anyways, I hope this isn't working because I'm out on a walk and I'm wearing my headphones. So I've never done this before. Well, hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year to y'all. Also, oh, yeah, I think I might fly out to watch a Kings game. And if I did that, would any of you accompany me to that game?
Name the date.
Yeah, just throwing that out there. I was thinking about that. I'm like, I've been to L.A., well, obviously in October, and I didn't tell you guys. Apologies on that. I wish I had. But yeah, years ago, I went to LA with a couple buddies.
And we went to a couple Canadian cousin.
Back in the day, like Taves and Kane, we watched the Blackhawks, and they were like rookies at the time, so it was a while ago. But yeah, I'm I'm kind of jobless right now, but I have money saved up.
You get Mikey?
You got Mikey.
Nice.
Let's finish this off.
That's what she said.
Jesus, halfway through that call, I said I didn't have much to say, and I ended up getting Mikey.
He's international.
I'm throwing it out there. I talked to one of you guys on Instagram the other day, shot you a message. I'll shoot you a message again, but I'm going to look at plane tickets sometime in the new year. Maybe go check out a Kings game if it does work out logistically. And, if we could meet up, that would be fucking dynamite. Anyways, go Kings, go!
Hey, pick the day, I might be able to even take care of the ticket. If we're jobless, I'll take care of the ticket.
Boom.
James got you. All right.
Guy, that seems irresponsible.
More voicemails?
That's it. That's all?
Wow.
No Mikey's, huh?
I just saw two.
We just got Mikey's cousin.
And I assumed it was both Mikey.
Yeah.
To be
fair. There you go. To be fair.
To be fair.
Maybe he's got a trust fund. Yeah. Maybe he's got like 500K in the bank. You don't know.
Maybe he bought into XRP.
Did you see that XRP ETF, James?
What?
Or was it an index fund? I forget. There's some XRP thing that came out.
Yeah, today bombed. That I bought? Yeah. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it and bought it.
Yeah, how much money did you lose?
I'm doing great.
I think it bombed.
It always goes down.
Slut?
I went in low. I went in low just to have it. And when it drops all the way, I'll grab it again and we'll go all the way up. Going all the way up.
XRP stablecoin. Yes, yeah, stable it. Lower than I bought at.
James, how much Hawktua coin did you buy?
None.
That's good.
Nunya. That's what it Nunya.
Because that bitch is going to jail.
What? She is?
Yeah, there's some nefarious acts behind the scenes. I don't think she had anything to do with it. I think the people she was involved with the coin or have something to do with it, but
that they sucks if they
I don't think she'll go to jail. But
that sucks if they take her down with it, because she just seems like innocent that she could probably get taken advantage of.
So many different ways to go with that.
Can't be.
She's not innocent. That's true.
Don't worry. If she goes to jail, all she got to do is just spit on that thing.
She's going to a female jail. There's no thing to spit on.
There's plenty to spit on. I've been asked many times.
God damn it.
Thank you, Michelle. You can still spit. Booyah! Thanks, girl.
There's plenty to spit on.
Mm. Glad someone gets it. Do you guys want to guess how many times Tyler Toffoli? What is
who's
that?
Tyler Toffoli? Yeah, who's Tyler Toffoli?
Tyler Toffoli is playing against his old team this season. Which old team?
I think that's the point, is it's several different old teams.
Several old teams? Well, yeah. Then how many times is Corey Perry playing against his old team?
More like Corey Perlai.
Hey, can I just say, yes. Let's reminisce about the time that he got walked off the ice like less than 3 minutes into the Stadium Series game. He had the longest walk of shame ever in hockey.
Yeah. That wasn't just a sneak out of the tunnel.
No,
he got a short top.
He got
gun.
Fucking ejected, and he had to fucking walk like a half mile to the locker room in front of everybody. That was, and they didn't go to commercial.
Nope. And they just filmed him the whole way. The cameraman walked along with him.
Oh, that was fucking great. It might be one of my top five hockey moments.
I'm looking that up right now.
Oh, it's great.
Just to watch it again.
No. If there's a Top Gun meme coin.
Oh, Top Gun meme coin that you can short? No, he's just saying that to be funny.
August 21st, a Top Gun meme coin that will explode with popularity. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Air 404 doesn't exist. How was the second article on that Google search, the United Healthcare shooting suspect?
I don't know.
Luigi.
I didn't realize, like, until I – this is sad, but – I don't I don't pay attention to all the bullshit, right? And I didn't realize that he got caught because, like, McDonald's, people at McDonald's, like, snitched, right? Mm-hmm. So when I saw the post of, maybe it's a fake Twitter account, I don't know, but Burger King posted, like, we don't snitch on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I saw that, I didn't get it until I saw Weekend Update from SNL. And then I got it. Like, that's where I get current events from.
So did you hear that?
It probably was a fake tweet, but it was fucking hilarious.
I don't think it was. Either way, the lady that called.
Of course it was.
The McDonald's employee that called and snitched out called to get the $50,000 reward.
Oh, she's not getting it, right?
But she's not getting it because she didn't call the tip line. She called 911.
Yeah.
What?
So she's not getting it on she's semantics. She's
getting hosed on a fucking
Shut
technicality.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
Hey.
And that McDonald's. And that McDonald's, because of her, like, has gotten, like, their Yelp reviews are, they went from, like, a whatever, like, probably a typical McDonald's down to a one star.
Well, Colin Jost is like,
she lost her job.
They're like, they're getting so many one star reviews. He's like, who's going to Yelp for reviews on McDonald's? The only review you should see on Yelp is they were open, five stars.
Five stars. Yep.
That was such a great bit.
She's getting Hillary'd for sure. Fucking Mikey. Yeah.
Gonna get
losing
suicided?
Out on that due to a technicality.
That's crazy.
That's really dumb.
That's fucked up, dude. Like, it's
I guarantee you there's a GoFundMe for her right now. And she's
but
probably
there's spirit
made
of the law, right? That you put it out there. You're trying to catch this person. Maybe. You help catch that person.
But is that the law, though?
No, but it's the term spirit of the law, letter of the law, right? The spirit of the law is you put a fucking reward out there. Give her the reward, dude.
Technicality. Anyway. In other news.
The week ahead. We took
Liv ice skating for the first time tonight.
Did you?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. She had fun. She only fell once.
How many triple Lutzes did she do?
Zero.
Mm.
But there was definitely somebody out there practicing on the, like, half a hockey rink size sheet of ice in the park in Walnut Creek.
Big Chain.
Worst ice I've ever skated on, that's for sure.
In the house. You've never been on the Mammoth. Oh, the old Mammoth ice, not the new Mammoth ice, because that's actually
you
have
been
nice
on the
rink.
Walnut Creek ice, let me tell you.
But the old Mammoth ice, half of it was a lake. Well, the one time that we went.
That sounds pretty awesome.
No, like not like an actual lake. Like it was used to be ice and then it was a lake.
Oh, it's like a slushy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there was no slushy, but there was some pretty deep gouges. And I'm like, man, someone was out here skating when the ice was not ready. Because that shit is deep.
That's what she said.
Well, whoa.
Where'd you go?
You went to go get more beer.
Yep.
His 19.2 was not enough for him. AKA a beer break. All right. We doing this?
The week ahead.
Week ahead.
Let's look at the schedule.
Schedule?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't even have it open yet?
What? All right. Tomorrow, mañana. It's going to be on Hulu tomorrow. Look at that. Flyers, 4:30 Pacific.
4:30?
Yep.
Oh, man, I got to Pacific. All these things? Jesus.
What?
Face-off.
Flyers are fifth in the Metro, 14-14-4. This is about as 500 as it gets.
That way when we do the trade, we could just leave them there.
Yeah, there you go. 5-4-1 their last 10. They are 7-8-1 at home. A losing record for those counting at home with a -15 goal differential. That's a win after that Penguins game. They're going to be coming out hot and fucking the state of Pennsylvania.
Wow. Technically.
Yes. Right up the ass.
The Penguins would love that too.
Steve, the answer to that, I believe, is yes, because it lists both of them on NHL.com.
25.
James is calling an OTL. All right, moving on.
Oh, that's a win. Look at those goalies.
It does say it's on both ESPN Plus and Hulu. So, there you go. Following that, Saturday, December 21st, we are at the Predators. That's already a win, I'm calling that. But Predators are not very good. Where are they? That's the wrong way. Last in the Central, 9-17-6, 2-5-3 in their last 10. That's math. They are 6-7-2 at home with a negative, almost league worst, negative 26 goal differential.
Yeah, they're having trouble scoring goals.
Yeah. Yeah. On paper, that's a really good team.
As long as they're in reality, goal.
They're not.
1-5-1.
Did you say the nudies are in goal?
A Noonan.
Oh.
But Saros is in goal. He's at 276-143. That's a win.
It's a win.
Oh. Zero parity. Let's go, boys.
Zero parity?
Between the three of us? We all called wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back-to-back game. We're going to see Riddick in one and Kemper in the other. We got the Caps.
Ooh.
That's going to be a 2 o'clock game on Sunday.
Sunday.
The Caps are first. Excuse me, in the Metro. No, sorry, they're second. Huh. The Devils overtook them. Look at that. 21-8-2. 7-2-1 in the last 10. 9-4-2 at home. Plus... It's not league leading, is it? Oh, my God. Nope, it's not. It's close. Plus 35 goal differential, just one behind the Winnipeg Jets to lead the league. Yeah. The easy call there is a loss. And I'm going to take the easy call.
You take a loss?
Yes. They're very good. And I don't think we're going to go 3-0 this week.
I'm looking up PLD.
Tom Wilson's got 7 goals in 10 games and 2 assists. It's almost a point a game.
And he's got a fucked up face.
That was really funny.
Did you see his face that game?
Yeah, it did.
He fucking gets hit in the face and then fucking goes off the ice and comes back and scores 2 goals.
His face was like twice as big on the one side.
Yeah.
And they're scoring a lot and they're letting in on average 2.7 goals a game in the last 10.
We just need 3.
We just need 3, though.
The problem is part of that plus 35 indicates that their defense is pretty good too. So,
28. Their defense in the last 10 has only scored 5 goals.
No, I'm saying their defense in general, how like not allowing goals
on the defensive side of the puck.
They're playing Matt Roy. That helps.
Matt Roy's pretty good.
He's got no stats with the Capitals.
Well, he was been fucking hurt.
What do you mean no stats with the Capitals?
Yeah, no stats this year.
He's been hurt.
He's got 7 points.
Not in the last 10 games. I'm looking at the last 10 games. Dennis, keep up.
Is he still, you said this year. Is he still
hurt?
You literally said this year.
But I'm looking at, I only have last 10 game stats.
Words are important. They have meaning.
Jesus.
He's got no stats this year.
So question. Knowing that that's a back-to-back Predators and them, you got to start Kemper against the Caps, right?
You have to, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Big Save Dave's been doing a ton, but...
Sorry, yeah. You said dick wrong?
My bad. wins Top Gun Maverick night.
All right, you've convinced me, Jordan. Loss.
I'm gonna go loss.
All right.
What day is that, by the way? What day is that game?
Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
What's the date?
The 22nd. Yeah. Why? Are you going to fly to D.C. and go to the game?
It's a fun place to go see a game. But no, I'm not going there.
No, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a former cap on our team, but there's two former Kings on their team and one person that should have been a King on their team. So I'm giving it to the Caps.
PLD scores a hat trick.
Matt Rice scores a hat trick while injured.
While injured. While coming back from injury.
Three former Kings.
Three? Who else?
Nick Dowd.
Nick Dowd has been on that team for a while.
Yep.
And he's been pretty good.
He's been solid.
Yeah. Kings legend, Nick Dowd.
Yeah. They got a lot of plus players on their team.
Well, that's what plus 35 will do for you.
Yeah.
Kemper, empty net goal, goalie goal. Okay. That sounds like a win. Former Bark Madness champ, Arlo Dowd.
They only have three players on their team that are a minus. One of them is Sonny Milano, who's only played three games.
Former Duck.
So, yeah.
Arlo's dead? Wow. I don't know, probably.
All right. That's it.
That's it.
Three games. All right, so do we decide? Are we?
Hold on. I'm going to find out right fucking now.
While you're finding out right fucking now. Next week, Thursday, right? We're doing Thursday.
47 weeks ago, Arlo and his sister Hattie posted on Instagram.
It's 47 weeks ago, dude. This is almost a year ago.
Shit. Yeah. Well, Arlo
looks old. A lot can happen in a year.
Arlo looks old as shit, but I don't know, man.
Who the fuck are we talking about again?
Nick Dowd's dog.
Dog.
Oh.
Duh.
My bad.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I don't keep up on the dogs.
We were just talking about it.
I wasn't listening.
I can't tell you, Snoop Dogg, he's in everything, right? Uh-huh. I saw a video where he was with Jelly Roll, and he was signing like a kid's cast, and he's like, Snoop Dogg, King Fortnite, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you play Fortnite? He's like, yeah, man. You see my skin? I got a skin in Fortnite. He's like, do you have that? He's like, no, I don't have that yet. Kid, you know, the kid was like, I don't have that yet. He's like, oh, man, you have to have my skin. He's like, that's it. Like, Uncle Snoop, for Christmas, I'm going to get you that skin. I'm going to get you V-Bucks. I'm going to get you that skin. I played it for my kids, right? Because I don't know the value of anything in the gaming world. And he's like, 50,000 V-Bucks for you. I'm going to get that, and I want you to spend it all right away. Just go buy everything. 50, and I show my kids. They're like, what? We looked it up. It's like $400 or $500 he's going to drop just to send this kid a bunch of V-Bucks because he was signing his cast.
That's cool.
I'm like, fucking Uncle Snoop, dude. It was pretty cool.
I'm sure if he has a partnership with Fortnite, he probably has like millions of V-Bucks he gets to pass out.
For free. Yeah. He probably calls them up, be like, hey, send this kid 50,000 V-Bucks. And they're like, yep.
Yep.
Mate, you got it.
It cost them literally nothing to do.
And but even if it did, $400 or $500 to Snoop is nothing, dude. $500,000 a day for the Olympics.
I don't know. The fact that he's working so much makes me feel like he's fucking broke, but
not at $500,000 a day for 17 days. That motherfucker's got a little money.
He's got a little bit.
He's got V-Bucks money. So Uncle Snoop kicking it in, dude. That was a great video. He's got Shay's got a new album coming out. Like he's got stuff with Dr. Really? Dre again. Oh yeah, they were on. They were yeah. doing some interview, and they
sounds
were just going
like
off.
He's broke. Just hey, saying.
Sounds like
next thing you know, we're gonna see his ass, his bare ass, in a jock strap.
He's got T-Mobile ads. He's on The Voice, dude. He's making money. There's one easy way to get out from being broke: start working again. And he's got like 8 jobs.
I don't think he's broke right now.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think he was ever broke, but he definitely ain't broke right now. He's working like he's got child support payments.
No judgments. No judgments.
The In Living Color, the Jamaicans. Uh-huh. Why are you so lazy? You only have 6 jobs. that's good shit. Alright, are we done? You got anything else?
Dennis is over it.
Yeah, I mean, just, this is like after show talk, that's all.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to talk about some shit, we can talk about some shit, but Michelle's saying close them up.
Close them up!
Close them legs. What?
Whoa.
Wait, what happened to Punk Rock? Well, after show, but I want to know what happened to Punk Rock NBA.
I did not. No, I didn't. I've seen those videos, but I haven't watched any of them. So, yeah, after show. Start typing it out, Jaden. I want to know what happened.
Don't put a link, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, no link.
No link.
You got to type it out. You can copy paste, but no link. Follow us everywhere, social media, do the thing. Kingsman Pod. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts, so you know you can be notified when I put them up 5 days later. Leave us a voicemail or send us text at 562-317-0087. Let's do this after show thing. For James Woodlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying
go Kings go! Go Kings go! Go Kings go! Go, Kings, go!
Well, I feel like James fucked that up.
I'm on pace.
Hmm.